CRI News, I'm Larry Chen. Typhoon Asat, the strongest typhoon to hit China this year, has weakened to a tropical storm, but it still brought strong winds and heavy rains to South China's Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region. The typhoon also brought rainstorms and high waves to South China's Guangdong Province, affecting large areas of farmland and damaging seawalls. Meanwhile, 20,000 people have been evacuated in Vietnam as Nasat is to make landfall with sustained wind speeds of up to 118 kilometers per hour. Seven people were killed and another was injured in a coal mine explosion in central China's Hunan province. The deadly incident occurred at the Qi'i coal mine in the city of Changning when explosives set off by workers to excavate mine shafts triggered explosion of high levels of gas due to bad ventilation. Yemen's defense ministry said Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S.-born cleric linked to al-Qaeda's Yemen-based wing, has been killed. A Yemen security official said Awlaki, who is of Yemeni descent, was hit in an air raid and said those killed with him were suspected al-Qaeda members. Al-Awlaki had been implicated in a botched attempt by the al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to bomb a U.S.-bound plane in 2009. Pakistan's intelligence chief denied U.S. accusations that the country supports the Haqqani network, an Afghan militant group blamed for the attack on the American embassy in Kabul. Pakistan has long faced U.S. demands to attack militants on its side of the border of Afghanistan, but pressure has grown since the top U.S. military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, accused the Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate of supporting the attack on the U.S. mission in Kabul earlier this month. Belarus boycotted a Warsaw summit at which EU leaders were urging democratic reforms, protesting the bloc's pointed decision not to invite the country's leader. The summit was discussing the Eastern Partnership, an initiative launched to deepen the EU's ties with Ukraine, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, and to spur them into embracing the EU's political and economic standards. EU leaders wanted to signal their disapproval of the regime of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, but inviting the country's foreign minister. Every other country in the region is represented by its top leader. China has banned the production, sale, and use of clenbuterol tablets, a medicine used to treat bronchial asthma that has also been illegally used by farmers to make their pigs leaner. Food safety and public security authorities have stepped up their efforts to crack down on the illegal use of clenbuterol this year, following a string of cases in which farmers were found to be illegally using the drug as a fat-burning additive in pig feed. Existing clenbuterol tablets will be destroyed under the supervision of local food and drug authorities. The UN says desperate civilians are fleeing the besieged Libyan coastal city of Sirte, where the battle to dislodge fighters loyal to the ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi has caused heavy casualties. Interim government forces recaptured the airport in Sirte, where Gaddafi loyalists have been using sniper, rocket and artillery fire to fight off full-scale assaults and retain what are their last two main bastions. But the prolonged fight for Gaddafi's hometown has raised mounting concern for civilians trapped inside the city of about 100,000 people, with each side accusing the other of endangering civilians. China's Ministry of Railways announced it will sell tickets online by the end of the year as part of its efforts to resolve travelers' difficulties in buying train tickets. The ministry said ticket booking by phone will also be expanded to the whole country by early next year, while more efforts will be exerted to crack down on ticket scalping. Discontents with the ministry mounted after a deadly train crash killed 40 people in the city of Wenzhou in July. Authorities say police in Shanghai are fighting to keep counterfeit iPhones off the streets just days before the upcoming release of the iPhone 5. Five suspects were apprehended for using recycled accessories to manufacture fake iPhones earlier this week. The suspects sorted through e-waste transported from South China's Guangdong province, scavenged genuine components from discarded iPhones, and combined them with the fake components before selling them. Over 200 fake iPhones and 5,000 accessories at a value of over $780,000 were confiscated from a rented apartment in downtown Shanghai during a July bust. For CRI News, I'm Larry Chen.